Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the telephone conference of Sanborns Group to discuss on the results of the fourth quarter, 2018. Before we start, I want to remind you that this call is being recorded, and at this moment, all the participants are in silence mode. The information discussed today can include expectations of the company regarding the financial development, performance, and operational performance. All the forecasts are subject to risk and uncertainty, and the final results could be materially distinct from the current expectations due to external or internal factors. Please consider that today's conference will be carried out in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English, and later there will be a Q&A session. With us, we have today the following people: Patrick Slim, General Director of Sanborns Group; Mario Bermudez, Finance Director of Sanborns Group; Alberto Slim, Shop and Restaurant Director of Group Sanborns; Arturo Aguirre, Director of Credit and with Relations and Investors; Angelica Pena. Now I'll give the floor to Ms. Angelica Pena, please. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. In the fourth quarter of the year, the total sales consolidated of Group Sanborns increased 4.2%, reaching 16,683 millions of pesos. All the formats increased their total sales, with this year's increasing 4.6%, Sanborns 1.1%, and Promusa 7.3%, and others 3.8%. The sales, same stores consolidated, increased 1.2% during the quarter, showing good development and in the technology and electronics and the promotions during the El Buen Fin, the good end. By format years, it increased 0.6%, and the sales same shop, Sanborns, 2.3%, and Promotora Musical, 0.9%. The gross revenue total increased 3.3% with the good margin of 37.4% of the sales. The revenue of operation decreased 3.3%, while the EBITDA decreased 2.8%. The expenses of the operation and administrations increased 5.5%, which explains the new stores of iShop and the reopening of Galerías Cuapa. Greater fares, electric, and expenses of operation of non-comparable stores. The results, integral results of financing was positive and greater to the same period of the previous year due to the effects of the kind of exchange. The net revenue decreased 11.7%, totaling 1,466 million of pesos. The amount of the cardholders, the new cardholders, was 215,000 year against year. The portfolio of credit totaled 12,920 million of pesos, with an increase of revenues for credit of 5.9%. The percentage of the unchargeable account was of 4.4%, very similar to 4.3% of the previous year, but recovering versus 4.9 compared to September 2018. The banking debt was zero, and the amount, effective amount of investments in the short terms totaled 2.478 millions of pesos, increasing 28.7% compared to the closing of December 2017, reflecting the increase of the capital in the work and the debt with the providers. In the fourth quarter of the year, we opened new iShop, and we carried out the reopening of Sears Sanborns iShop mix-up within the shopping center Galerías Cuapa, as well as reopening Plus Sanborns in Mérida. In the end of December, we closed with 1,235,000 square meters of commercial space, increasing 2.4% compared to the year 2017. Finally, according to The first question is Antonio Gonzalez. Good afternoon, Angelica, Patrick, and the team. Thank you for taking my question. I wanted to ask you, when you see the amount of that we have placed in the market in the latest 2 years, 1.5 million of pesos in the last year, we see the rest of the competitors in the industry in Mexico investing at a very aggressive rhythm due to the e-commerce, new formats. And I wanted to ask you, when you think of your business plans for the following 5 years, do you think that you could execute at a rhythm of investment in physical stores and the mono-channel stores, the increase that you see, the growth more aggressive that you see now, taking into advantage your balance that it allows to grow more? Or you think that it's going to keep in this rhythm of investment in this foreseeable future, in this 4 or 5 years? Well, good morning. This is Patricio. This year, what I see is that the expansion has been good regarding the new shops. So this year, we don't have any new stores, except the iShop that has 20 stores. On the new stores, we believe that we have a very good amount already. And what we have worked is what you have mentioned in the distribution centers. We have investments for the distribution. We bring a new program of sales and administration, mainly commercial, that will require of important investment. But on the case, we're working on the efficiency of the spaces more than continue growing with the aggressiveness that we did last year. We are looking for the efficiency. And we built all the stores with the same pattern, the same standard. And in real life, the sale will be differently. So we are readjusting the departments in Sears and Sanborns to provide with more category space, with more profitability. So maybe this year could be the same or higher, the growth, and the rest of the years with this level, it could increase. Thank you, Patrick. Do you believe that you can share with us regarding the readjustment of the spaces in the main formats? For example, the distribution that you mentioned, the size of the investment, and I don't know if you have more the specific details on the project in terms of distribution that you are starting. Well, regarding the distribution center, we see the possibility of having all the distribution center in the case of Sears, that we have rented it. We need to see if it is working, and it is probably that we grow. The amount, I don't know if you have the amount of the investment, Mario. And on the other hand, also, we are going to increase the capability and change the tops of the distribution centers here in Sears of our factory, chocolate factory, the ceilings and the investments. Good morning. We have investments for restoration in Sears. In the case of Sanborns, we have the restoration of new 9 locations. We have some advances of reopening for 2020 of 2 Sears and 2 Sanborns. Patrick also spoke about the opening of 20 iShops. And some issues on investments for the operation of administration of the system. More than 50 million of pesos. Basically, fantastic. Thank you very much, Patrick and Mario, for the details. The following question comes from Mr. Miguel Unua from BBVA. Good morning. Thank you for the call and for taking my question. The first one is regarding the behavior of the format. If you can provide us with more idea on what you believe, particularly to do to activate the top line growth for the format, and what would be different compared to what you're doing, not to lag behind compared to the competition. That is the first question. In the case of Sears, I would say the same. We need to accommodate the stores regarding the sales and foster the sales, e-commerce. In the case of Sandbox, we have had moments, and now we see improvements in the sales with the allocation of spaces. I think the reallocation of spaces is our main gate for the increase and the growth, and also the launching of the products of each department. In Sanborns, we had a problem because in the department of videos, it was very important for Sanborns. Practically, we reduced gradually, and this last year, in 2018, we saw a lack of attention on the side of the producers for this format. So, on the other hand, we had photography. Practically, the digital portable cameras are vanishing. They sell very little. So, in these spaces, there are other departments that are growing, and they are absorbing these changes. So this is an example, important example in the case of Nixon. And discs and videos, how we have transformed, introducing other items like accessories for telephones, etc. Regarding our Saks format, the sales have increased. Saks, we have changed the mixture of products. It is the format that had a lot of stock, and we have less stock and more cosmetics and beauty items. That would be regarding internet. We want to increase. We want to grow, continue growing. Also, thank you very much. And that would be roughly. And speaking about that, what kind of growth we can expect if these trends were successful? Which kind of results will we be expecting? We are expecting a 5%. We hope to have better results, but that is our goal. That is our budget, our goal. Thank you very much. And it is not only sales. We are looking for profitability, because there are departments that reach high sales, but profitability is not so attractive. So, spaces allocation and profitability, that is what we are pointing at. Very clear. Thank you very much. No, we don't have any more questions, so we will continue with the questions in English. Please take into account that there might be a delay due to the translation. For questions, please press asterisk 1. We have one question from Miguel Ulloa from BBVA. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It is regarding the performance of e-commerce, particularly the impact of the portfolio, the total portfolio in the portal. And the second question is regarding the portfolio, the kind of plans you have for 2019, the kind of growth we are expecting for that we forecast in the short term. Thank you very much. The portfolio, we started with a lot of fraud, and we corrected. Even it looks like we are decreasing the delayed payments. So we started with a delay of 30%, and now it's 22%. We hope to finish 2019 between 10-12% of delay, 90 days or more. We are covering 220% of what we have in the delayed portfolio. Payments, I'm sorry, delayed payments. In terms of growth, we grew 12% for 2019. We expect to grow 6-7% in the payment. Finally, in terms of growth of e-commerce, particularly 2018, what kind of growth you saw the sales? What would you expect for 2019? On e-commerce, it represents approximately, regarding the Sanborn, it's in the rate of 1.4 compared to the revenue. We expect we grow double digit in 2019. It is important that we have the biggest web page, that is Claro Shop, then Sanborns. In the case of Claro Shop, the greatest part of sales is the marketplace, and that is not being registered as an income, but commission. There is where we see an important growth, and we are budgeting more than 40% of the growth of the income without taking into account the marketplace. Would you expect to keep all the portals working? Yes, yes, precisely. I think it is important that each of them has their own portal, and from Sanborns and Sears to include also Claro Shop and be able to go in directly. Okay, thank you very much for the answer. There is no more question at the moment. I will come back with Angelica Piña for closing words. Thank you very much for connecting to this conference. If you have any question, please contact us. Have a good day.